In March's Patreon exclusive episode, you will join me in my hometown of Newcastle upon Tyne, where I team up with another Geordie podcaster and we take part in a fundraising ghost hunt at a building dating from 1825, which is the home of the largest independent library outside of London. What would happen when Icy Sedgwick of the Fabulous Folklore podcast and I spent the night at the Literary and Philosophical Society of Newcastle upon Tyne, or the Lytton Phil as it's far more commonly known today. In this Patreon episode, I will tell you every aspect of what happened on the night, and then Icy will join me as we discuss the rather remarkable happenings that we experienced together. Here is a sneak preview of that episode available right now to Patreon supporters. In recent years, it's a building that has gained a reputation for being a place of ghosts and ghouls. It's been written that the Lytton Phil is home to no less than 16 separate spirits, including a former librarian, a witchfinder general who between 1650 and 1686 sent 14 women and one man to their death, being executed on Newcastle's town moor. Children heard crying, and a Roman soldier who lurks in the lower parts of the building. This appears to be due to Hadrian's Wall running beneath the foundations of the Lytton Phil. Almost immediately, however, things started to happen, or at least people were saying that things were happening to them. A small group of people to my left complained about suddenly being cold, and at exactly the same time a small group reported the same thing at the far end of the enormous circle. Icy complained that her left leg was cold, the leg closest to the people who complained about the cold spot, but her right leg, which was closest to me, was fine. Then people started to see shadowy figures, mostly moving around the balcony, which was easily the most unnerving aspect of this room. Somebody then said, "I see a figure moving around over there behind those people." Icy whispered to me, "They were talking about behind us." I looked over my shoulder into the darkness expecting to see something, but I saw, heard, and felt nothing. We all stood in silence, the only sound being the loud ticking of the clock just above us, which seemed to get louder with every tick. Off to the left-hand side, I could see a glow, and I said, "What is that?" So I went over and had a look, and it was a TV. It had CCTV on it, and I was watching the group in that final room that we went in on the TV screen. So I was just sitting watching them do their ghost hunt. Like, it was a bit like Gogglebox, like me watching somebody do something that I should be doing as opposed to me doing it. Do you know what I mean?
Ghost hunt and Gogglebox, man.
That's kind of like what it was. But I did say to was it Peter, the guy who was leading our group? I said to him, it would be, imagine if we could see a ghost or something on the screen and they couldn't see it.
Well, there's also the bit that happened before all that, which I don't know if you're going to mention this later on, but the furniture banging. Movement.
Oh, yeah. How could I forget that? How could I forget that? When I talked through what happened prior to us having this chat, people will have heard it. That was the most amazing bit of the entire... How could I forget that? Get access to the full episode by signing up to the Patreon for just £3 a month over at patreon.com/howhauntedpod. And what's more, there's now a free 7-day trial. So if you wanted to hear this very special episode and all of the previous monthly specials completely free of charge, then why not take advantage of this free no-strings trial? You'll also get access to all of the other special episodes, which include the Halloween special at the Golden Fleece in York, the National Railway Museum, Dalhousie Castle Hotel, the Camo Estate, York Dungeon, Haggerston Castle Holiday Park, the Dean Court Hotel, the Bedlam Theatre, and the time I spent 48 hours in the company of a haunted doll. As well as all of these special episodes, you'll also get ad-free early access to all of the standard weekly episodes, as well as a personalised thank you from me for supporting the podcast. I'll never lock anything behind a paywall, so all of these episodes will be made available on the standard podcast feed roughly a year after they're released. But if you want to hear them right now, head on over to patreon.com/howhauntedpod, or check out the link in this podcast episode description. Go on, why not treat yourself to an extra helping of How Haunted?
Oh,
I
bless.
can't watch them.